Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, October 27th, and I am reading from the New International Version. Today in the book of Acts, we read chapter 8, verses 4 through 25, and this is the story of Philip in Samaria. Those who had been scattered preached the word wherever they went. Peter went down to a city in Samaria and proclaimed the Christ there. When the crowds heard Philip and saw the miraculous signs he did, they all paid close attention to what he said. With shrieks, evil spirits came out of many, and many paralytics and cripples were healed. So there was great joy in the city. Now for some time, a man named Simon had practiced sorcery in the city and amazed all the people of Samaria. He boasted that he was someone great, and all the people, both high and low, gave him their attention and exclaimed, "This man is the divine power known as the Great Power." They followed him because he had amazed them for a long time with his magic. But when they believed Philip, as he preached the good news of the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Simon himself believed and was baptized, and he followed Philip everywhere, astonished by the great signs and miracles he saw. When the apostles in Jerusalem heard that Samaria had accepted the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them. When they arrived, they prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit had not yet come upon any of them. They had simply been baptized into the name of the Lord Jesus. Then Peter and John placed their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. When Simon saw that the Spirit was given at the laying on of the apostles' hands, he offered them money and said, "Give me also this ability so that everyone on whom I lay my hands may receive the Holy Spirit." Peter answered, "May your money perish with you, because you thought you could buy the gift of God with money. You have no part or share in this ministry because your heart is not right before God. Repent of this wickedness and pray to the Lord. Perhaps He will forgive you for having such a thought in your heart. For I see that you are full of bitterness and captive to sin." Then Simon answered, "Pray to the Lord for me so that nothing you have said may happen to me." When they had testified and proclaimed the word of the Lord, Peter and John returned to Jerusalem, preaching the gospel in many Samaritan villages. This passage is so interesting, isn't it? Because Simon the sorcerer believes, but then he tries to co-opt the power of the Holy Spirit for his own glory. He's trying to use the Holy Spirit to bring power to himself. You see, the passage reminds us that Simon was used to being someone great, and he wanted to have the glory. But Peter puts him in his place and says, "You have no part or share in this ministry because your heart is not right before the Lord." I just want to take this to application for us. Do we have a heart that is pure before the Lord? I guess maybe we could just ask that the Lord would give us more humility, and that we would not point to our own greatness in any ministry that we have or any gift that the Lord has given us, but that we would point to the greatness of the Lord. Now let's read from Psalm 148. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights above. Praise Him, all His angels. Praise Him, all His heavenly hosts. Praise Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all you shining stars. Praise Him, you highest heavens and you waters above the skies. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for He commanded and they were created. He set them in place forever and ever. He gave a decree that will never pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all ocean depths, lightning and hail, snow and clouds, stormy winds that do His bidding, you mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, small creatures and flying birds, kings of the earth and all nations, you princes and all rulers on earth, young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for His name alone is exalted. His splendor is above the earth and the heavens. He has raised up for His people a horn, the praise of all His saints, of Israel, the people close to His heart. Praise the Lord. And now let's turn over to the book of Ezra. Today we are in Ezra chapter 3, verses 8 through 13. In the second month of the second year after their arrival at the house of God in Jerusalem, Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, Jeshua, son of Jozadak, and the rest of their brothers, the priests and the Levites, and all who had returned from the captivity to Jerusalem, began to work, appointing Levites 20 years of age and older to supervise the building of the house of the Lord. Jeshua and his sons and brothers, and Kadmiel and his sons, descendants of Hodaviah, and the sons of Henadad and their sons and brothers, all Levites, joined together in supervising those working on the house of God. When the builders laid the foundation of the temple of the Lord, the priests in their vestments and with trumpets, and the Levites, the son of Asaph, with cymbals, took their places to praise the Lord, as prescribed by David, king of Israel. With praise and thanksgiving they sang to the Lord. He is good. His love to Israel endures forever. And all the people gave a great shout of praise to the Lord, because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. But many of the older priests and Levites and family heads who had seen the former temple wept aloud when they saw the foundation of this temple being laid, while many others shouted for joy. No one could distinguish the sound of the shouts of joy from the sound of weeping, because the people made so much noise, and the sound was heard far away. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word. Here in the book of Ezra, they are laying the foundation to the temple. After 50 years of being in exile, they've come back to Jerusalem and are laying the foundation. It is wonderful to think of them coming together, all of the Levites, and they sing a psalm to the Lord. He is good. His love to Israel endures forever. And then they praise God together. And then something interesting happens. Some who had seen the former glory of the previous temple and knew the pain of desolation of how the temple being destroyed, those people wept. And yet the young men, they shouted for joy at the new future that was coming for the Israelites. And I was just trying to think through, what does that mean? What can we glean from this? And I don't really know that I know the answer. Perhaps it helps us just to think over what it means to be a believer, that we weep over the sins of our past. We weep over the desolation that we have caused, but then we also live in joy for the great future that is to come, that not because of what we can do, but because of what Christ has done for us. In His mercy, we are freed, and He is building us into a new spiritual house. He is building us into a temple that is pleasing for Him to live within. And so, I don't know, maybe that's too metaphorical, but I'm hopeful that as we contemplate God and His goodness, we can have a holy fear of Him and weep over our sin, but at the same time have rejoicing because He calls us to rejoice in what He has done for us. Would you pray with me? Father, we are reminded from the story in Acts that our hearts must be pure towards You. And it is so easy for us to want our own glory and our own good when we are called to be a people who are on fire for You and seeking Your glory. Lord, would You root out in us bitterness and captivity to sin, and would You cleanse us from all unrighteousness and help us to look in praise to You and in obedience to Your word. Lord, we do feel sorry for our sin and for the desolation that it causes in our life and also in the lives of others around us. And we pray, Lord, that You would help us to avoid sin and to turn to You. We thank You for the rebuilding that You are doing in our hearts and lives, and we pray for that same rebuilding for the list of people on our prayer list that we continually desire that they understand and know Your goodness. Father, thank You that You are good. Your love for us endures forever. We thank You, Lord, for the blood that cleanses us from all unrighteousness. And it is in Jesus' name that we say this prayer. Amen.